course, although I guess if you really look at it, certainly C10 is the metastatic setting, and C9 is in between a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about R04, the rectal study. Initially, that started out looking at neoadjuvant 5-FU versus capecitabine, and then a second element was added with oxaliplatin. How are people responding to that?
Well, the oxaliplatin amendment has just gone through the IRBs. And what I wanted to say, and then stop myself, is that we've seen a pickup in accrual. Yeah, for the past 2 months, we have to about 25 to 30 per month. And we hope that that is something that'll be sustained. Again, when we speak 6 to 8 months down the line, we'll have a much better idea. I really am very hopeful that this trial will be a success because I think it's an important study for the study itself and for putting in place an infrastructure to examine rectal cancers in situ and being able to determine what their response is with various agents being face-to-face with the tumor and having it accessible for sampling.
I guess that idea of having an infrastructure in place has been a challenge. In rectal cancer.
In rectal cancer, it certainly is. And when you talk about doing difficult trials for the NSABP, the rectum has certainly been a challenge for us. Now, we could have easily have rolled the rectal patients into our colon trials, and I think that would have been very successful. But on the other hand, what would we have been doing that would be unique for the rectum as far as moving the state of the art forward? And I think saving the sphincter is a noble endeavor. And for that reason, R03 was a trial that we really attempted and did not succeed in achieving sample size estimates. I hope R04 will be better. And if we can put the infrastructure in place for R04, I think the opportunities in the future will be very significant. We need to develop a molecular taxonomy for rectal cancer, and I think this is our best opportunity to do it.
What do we know in terms of rectal cancer's response to systemic therapy as opposed to colon cancer?
Well, there we have the added variable of using radiotherapy, and we saw remarkably similar rates of PCR in R03 as we did in our preoperative chemotherapy trials on the breast, in the range of 20%.